Okay.
Thank you. I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you, Beth, Lisa P., and Lisa in Hawaii, and Elizabeth for inviting me. Yeah, this is quite a privilege to be here right now. Who thought a little sick gal from Brooklyn would be here talking about sponsorship in OA? It's a surprise, but I'm grateful to be here. And as many things in the program, there are as many different ways of sponsoring and to be sponsored as there are people in the rooms and each one of our food plans and how we reach our spiritual awakening. I haven't been to this meeting before, so a little bit of what I'm going to say at the beginning may be redundant, so excuse me. But I would like to just start off with just a simple prayer to my higher power, who I call God. Please, God, let me be clear, concise, simple, and bring forth through your wisdom and guidance in these years that I have been with you. Well, you have been with me, but I've been with you, and be helpful if possible. Thank you. Amen. So I'm just going to read a couple quotes from AA-approved literature, whether it's Grapevine or the Big Book, and I'm just going to go through them and get into then my take on sponsorship. But the ex-problem drinker who has found the solution, who is properly armed with facts about himself, can generally win the confidence of another alcoholic in a few hours. Until such an understanding is reached, little or nothing can be accomplished. And that's on page 18 in the Big Book. Any AA who has not experienced the joys and satisfaction of helping another alcoholic regain his place in life has not yet fully realized the complete benefits of this fellowship. That's from the AA sponsorship pamphlet. And there's a couple questions. What does the Big Book reference 123 times in the first 88 pages? Answer: alcoholics working with other alcoholics. And by working with another alcoholic, the Big Book doesn't mean a quote-unquote sponsor. It specifically means two alcoholics working together, putting the AA program into action. The other question. How is it important for AA members to work with newcomers? Our book, Big Book says practically every experience shows that nothing so much will ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail. This is our 12th suggestion. Carry this message to our other alcoholics. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail. Remember, they are very ill. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 89. And I'll end with a little bit focused on Dr. Bob Smith, co-founder of AA. He took the matter of sponsorship very seriously. History records that he helped approximately 5,000 alcoholics over a 10-year period. Why did he go to such lengths to help other alcoholics? On page 180 through 181 in the Big Book, in Dr. Bob's Nightmare, he states, I spent a great deal of time passing on what I learned to others who want and need it badly. I do it for four reasons. It's a sense of duty, it's a pleasure, because in so doing, I'm paying my debt to the man who took time to pass it on to me. And because every time I do it, I take out a little more insurance for myself against a possible slip. And all that resonates with me. I can agree, and I could pretty much end my talk there. I can just put these quotes and pieces from what I just read in the chat, and we can all just relax and take it easy. However, I'm going to give a little bit of my story, not on my whole history with the whole drama. As I've mentioned in other meetings, my phone number is by my name. So if you really want to know what it was like, what happened, and where I am today, feel free to call me. I'll be more than happy to share that with you. I will say briefly that I came into the rooms in 2014. I spent about 7 years not really knowing what was going on. I did get sponsored, but the idea of sponsoring was something that was not on my radar at all. I was a bit busy woman. I had kids. I had a life. I had a job, blah, blah, blah. I can't do that. You can ask someone else to do that. And in 2012, in March, I was so desperate that I didn't know which end was up. And it wasn't as much the weight as my emotional, mental, and spiritual deprivation. I now begin to say that if I could show you a picture, it would be about 300 or 400 pounds of absolute misery. But I haven't quite come up with, even though we don't do pictures here, to show you that. But if I close my eyes, I can feel that huge weight that I carried around for so long. And I asked God, I asked God, I asked God, please help me. And I was able to, in May 21, ask someone to sponsor me. It was through the Big Book. And it was a glorious experience. It felt like diving into a beautiful pool of water that was just perfect temperature. I didn't have to put a toe in because it was too cold. And I didn't have to say, where are the cool spots? It's too hot. It was maybe, the Three Bears and Goldilocks. And I don't mean that as, oh, wow, this is the greatest thing that happened. But for me, it was the greatest thing that happened. My sponsor took me through the Big Book educationally, answered lots of questions for each part of the Big Book. So the questions, all the answers she told me, or the papers told me where the answers were. So it was reading and writing and then reinforcing. Took us several months. I had a couple little hiccups here and there, but I did get recovered. And all throughout our time together, she did share with me that once recovered, or recovering, which is going to be what I do the rest of my life, that I would be putting myself out to sponsor. And I did put myself out to sponsor, and it took different than Bill. Bill was able to find drunks to work with because I was putting my name out, waiting for a catch. I felt like nobody wanted to get on my dance card. You know, nobody wanted to dance with me, or so to speak, work with me. And my sponsor said, in the meantime, just keep serving. It's not the label. It's not what has now become sophisticated and was not there when Bill and Bob and everybody else got to helping each other. It was one drunk helping another. And that's truly the way I sponsor. One compulsive eater helping another one. But the stream goes back and forth. It's horizontal. It's not vertical. And so it has been my privilege to say that I have recovered from compulsive eating. Today I heard a beautiful definition in a meeting this morning. The gentleman who was talking said his definition has changed quite a bit on abstinence. And right now, abstinence for him is the value of putting the quality of my life first. And it's not about the food. It's not about the food. But of course, it is about the food, because that's what brought me into this glorious spiritual opportunity to be here with you all tonight and everything before now. I worked with my sponsor. I did get a few sponsees, and at the beginning, I did everything just the way I was sponsored. And that worked, but it didn't quite feel me because it wasn't me, it was her. But I didn't know what else to do. I didn't want to mess anyone up, even though I don't have the power to do that. My ego said, oh, you don't want to, hurt anybody or cause them not to be able to get what you did. And my sponsor ended up having a reason we couldn't be sponsee anymore, which really became fellows. And so I found another sponsor. And I am in touch with all three of my sponsors that I've had. And each one has offered me something different. It wasn't that this one I'm tired of or they're tired of me. And I have, history with each one of them having gone through the 12 steps. My true heartfelt belief about sponsoring is it is one compulsive eater helping another compulsive eater. And in fact, I got a call from someone today who asked if I was available to sponsor, and I said yes. And we had a conversation, and I heard in her pain and suffering and desperation, it put me right back to where I was before that March in 2021. And so I get so much, and I'm sure that that has been brought up in these meetings, that I'm getting, I don't know, more or less the same amount. It doesn't really matter. And in my former life, I was former life, meaning before coming into the rooms, I was a mental health therapist. And so when I first started sponsoring, it was really hard for me not to quote unquote be the authority or the one who knew it. So when the words like this is a suggestion rather than I think because you wrote down on your treatment plan certain goals, that's what we're going to focus on. Everything that I offer is a suggestion and it comes from my deep down experience with of what my experience was, what my strength is, and my hope is. And my hope is with everybody that I touch, whether it's short term, maybe be going to be lifelong or anything in between, there is a purpose because more than anything else, just like being here talking with you now, God is leading me. God is running the show. So I have been able to, over the 4 years, 4+ years of sponsoring, seeing my ego get smaller and smaller and smaller. This experience has nothing to do with me as a human being or as a person needing validation, because the one validation that I need desperately is the validation, the love, guidance, and direction from my higher power. It doesn't come from anywhere else. In the early days of sponsoring, if somebody dropped out, many of you might feel the same way. What did I do wrong? Oh my God. And I wanted to call and get feedback. Why are you leaving me? And then I thought, my God, that's the last thing anybody needs from me, is for me to put myself into a position of being needy from someone I'm working with to make me feel better. So I had to work on that a lot. I spoke with my sponsors about it. I would ask other fellows. One of the greatest gifts from the opportunity of working with my second sponsor was she would always say, if I call and say, I need to speak with you, I don't know what to do. And she'd say, let's take a pause. I suggest you call three recovered people and ask them the same question you want to ask me. And then come back and we'll talk about it. And I have used that quite a bit because it resonates really with me. It's just not this sounds like something good. No, because what it does is extend out into the fellowship, which is so beautiful, the opportunity to bring my
That's
vulnerability.
15.
Thank you. Bring my vulnerability out into the open, and also have others give me their experience, strength, and hope. There's no downside to that. The only really upside is I'm not dependent on any of my sponsors for anything. I don't call them, every day. I don't send them anything. Because they're busy, and hopefully I'm busy doing service through helping others work through the steps, but also I've just volunteered to be on a committee for the Region 7 convention in October. I'm a speaker seeker at another meeting. I do outreach, I do this, I do that. So, I love helping one overeater or compulsive eater helping another. The term sponsor, again, as I said early on, it has some kind of almost authority. I'm sponsoring. We're working together. That's what the chapter is, working together. 123 times in 88 pages is talking about one drunk helping another. Nowhere was, I think it was, I might be wrong, so don't quote me, a number of years, I don't know if it was 4 or 30, until Bill W. really started bringing in sponsorship. And that came through, I believe I have a book I bought at Stepping Stone called Sponsorship, which is Bill's relationship with Father Bill Dowling. And he really leaned on Father Dowling tremendously. And I don't know, I wasn't there. I'm not a fortune teller, but maybe that had something to do with his continued dependency on human beings. But God, if anybody's my sponsor, it's God. God's sponsoring me. And I'm taking the lead as often as I can, imperfectly, but each day is a lifetime. And each day I have the opportunity to do better, to learn from the past and take it into the present so that the days to come can get better and better. And they do. And there's probably things I'm leaving out, but overall, I'll just end with saying it's a privilege and an honor when I'm asked to help another person through, and I do sponsor. Truly through the big book. The big book has it all. I don't need to invent or reinvent. I do have some additions I might recommend, depending upon what's going on. A writing assignment, maybe that comes up as a theme. Podcasts are great, but really working the big book, getting into it, and then turning around and starting to help others is the greatest medicine for this disease called compulsive eating. And with that, I pass. And thank you so much for allowing me to be here and share.